Rabbi said we have a Hamamina Maskona. There's a Shakla Vetaria going on here in the Gemara. The Gemara at first thought that somehow there's a stira between the two members of Rabbi Lazar's the Gemara. No, it's not a stira. What was the Hamamina? It was a stira. We mentioned three pshatim. We're going to focus on two, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi's pshat was the Hamamina was that Ish is not necessary unless there's kinoy. You need kinoy. The Sukkas David explains because that like increases the rebellion against the husband. And even if the husband would see with his own two eyes that his wife was Mizana, she's not going to be usher, says the Gemara. And even if Adam see that she was Mizana, she's not going to be usher. Maybe says Rashi, can't be. I psuk him. I have riots. That's not true. So I have a Mishnah. I have other riots. So therefore, you have to backtrack and say, no, we made a mistake. I'm sorry. It's not true. An Isha can be usher without kinyan v'stira. When does an Isha need kinyan v'stira in order to be usher? Me. Suffolk. It's only asking me suffolk if there's kinyan v'stira. Or me vaday. If Pesach Pesuch is going to usher me vaday, not me suffolk. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns that the Havamina of the Gemara was that you need Edom l'kiyume. That if Edom don't see it, so then she's not going to be Yasser. And if an Ish man would see with his own two eyes, then he should be Mizanish Yasser. No, because you don't have Edom l'kiyume. If Edom would see it with their own two eyes, would it be Yasser? Of course, because you have Edom l'kiyume. Tosfos never even dreamt of a Havamina that Edom aren't going to Yasser. The only Havamina was that without the Edom, it's not going to be Usser. Without the Edom, it's not going to be Usser. Ask Tosfos, what about in the case of Kidashtich? There's no Edom over there. See, that person is claiming that there is Edom. We just got married in Panama. And the Edom are in Panama. So therefore, I'm saying there was Edom. The Edom were Lekiyume, not Livrue. That was the Habamina. The child is, what's the Kamash Malan according to Tosfos? Kamash Malan is, no, you thought you needed Edom Lekiyume, and therefore Pesach Pesuch is not going to be Neman. Kamash Malan, that Pesach Pesuch is Neman. We had two ways of going yesterday. One way we said, I don't remember, it was Akiva or, it wasn't over there, I think it was over here. Was it Akiva? Avi Shneiweis. I don't remember who it was, you guys will tell me. One way was that the Kamash Malan is you don't need Edom L'Kiyume. That was you?
Yeah.
You don't need Edom L'Kiyume. Why not? Because the Metzias, I was Avi and Akiva together, I think. Because the Metzias is that there was this loss. So you need Edom L'Kiyume. When do you need Edom L'Kiyume? When you're trying to create a Kedushin, trying to create a Gerushin. But if a man dies, do you need Edom L'Kiyume that he's dead? No, because he's dead. If Edom are Mizana, do you need Edom L'Kiyume that they're Mizana? No. Why? Because they were Mizana. That's one, perhaps, pshat in the Kamash Malan. That's the way the Birkas Avram seems to have learned. The other pshat we said was the Kamash Malan is that you do need Edom L'Kiyume. It's just that he can function as Edom L'Kiyume, Chesky's pshat. His Pesach Pesuach functions as Edom L'Kiyume. After all, Pesach Pesuach is Neman Kishnei Edom. And we said yesterday that Chesky's pshat is going to have to be Tosfos L'Shitasai. Why? Rashi holds that Pesach Pesuach, that the Shavi and Abshach Hadichid Yisura, is it Midin Ne'emanus? No, it's no Ne'emanus, so therefore it's not going to, I can't function as Edom L'Kiyume, it's nothing. Hashanekin, according to Tosfos L'Shitasai, that Adam Ne'eman al-Atzmi Yaiser Mimea Edim, so him being there is going to function as the Edom L'Kiyume. He will be the Edom L'Kiyume. That's the Pesach. Rabbi Yisai, I just want to be marviach one nekuda, which is as follows. According to Rashi, the function of kinoi changes from the Havamina of the Gemara to the Maskana of the Gemara, correct? In the Havamina of the Gemara, we thought the kinoi was a function of creating more merida. Without the kinoi, you're not usher, even if we know she was Mizana. Kinoi creates a merida. In the maskana of the Gemara, the kinoi is not there to create the merida. If we have two edim that saw she is mizana, even without kinoi, is it aser? Yeah. Definitely, in the maskana. So what's the kinoi there? It's just a function of clarifying, bringing us raglayim ledover that there was a znus. It's not to create the znus, or to create the tumah. It's just to bring us a raglayim that there was a tumah. This perhaps is somewhat meduyik in the Lashon of Rashi. Because the first time Rashi brings kinoi, Rashi doesn't make any mention of Edom. Rashi says, kinoi sha'amar la'al tisteri in pleni. The second time Rashi brings kinoi, Rashi says, yim yesh Edom shekinolav, yesh Edom shenistra achar kinoi. Rashi's second time emphasizes that there's Edom on the kinoi. The first time Rashi doesn't mention that there's Edom on the kinoi. Well, there's what kinoi is changed from the Havamina and the Maskana. So in the Maskana, Kina is just here to prove it to us. So the Rashi has to say you have to have Edim because the whole proof is coming through the Kina. The Kina is part of the proof. Therefore, Rashi is emphasizing the Edim. Rashi Enkein, if the Kina is just there in order to build the merida, therefore the point is not the birur of the kinoi, the point is just the mitzias, the reality that there was a kinoi here. Okay, says the Gemara, v'chitei ma'maisa shahaya mepnei ma'lo asrua. In that story that happened, why was she not asr? Can someone translate the words "mepnei ma lo asruha," please? We have an Israeli in the press. Yeah. Huh? Mepnei ma lo asruha. What does that mean? The tag game, vakasha. Pam achad, pam shniya. Pam rishon. You're the first one. Asruha.
Why didn't they
asr her? Why didn't they asr her? Excellent. Mepnei ma asruha. Mepnei ma lo asruha. Why didn't they ask her? Excellent, Mitzuyan. So we have a consensus of all those that it's their mother tongue. Does anyone here suggest otherwise? Mepnei ma lo asruha. Why did they not ask her? Why did they not ask her? Everyone agrees?
No.
No problems. No.
Why is he allowed to marry her?
Well, you don't see that in the words. I want you to translate the words.
That's the
I want to translate the words. I want you to be loyal to the text. Mipnei ma lo asruha. Yitzi is suggesting.
Asr him on her.
So translate. Mipnei ma lo.
Asr him on her.
Who? What?
David and Melech is asr specifically.
It translates mipnei ma lo.
It's her. No, it's not. Okay. Asruha. Asr him on her.
Why did they not ask her? Her?
Yaakov,
let me ask you a question. You agreeing that it's why did they not ask her? You agree that?
Absolutely.
Does anyone think it does not mean why did they not ask her?
Why
did they not asr
her on David? Says Rashi.
Her on David. But is it they not asr? Why was it not asr? Why was she not asr? Why did they not asr? Oh, now you're changing your mind. You said before, and I made it very clear. Why did they not asr her? Are you? Which one is it? They not asr her, or why was she not asr? I'm going to show you a difference.
That's not why she wasn't
they. Okay, Rabbi say, I'm going to show you where there's a difference. Akitzer, why was she not asr, they not asr her? We'll see in a second. Akopan, what was the story of David HaMelech? We give out just the Maram HaKomish, you should have a little background over there. But the Gemara over there says, David HaMelech was, the Gemara says a person should never ask for a Nisayan on himself. David HaMelech asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, why in the Seder HaTfil do we say, okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzchak, okay, Yaakov, when we say, okay, David? He obviously knew about himself. You see, David HaMelech was aware of his standings. David HaMelech was very, very spiritual. And he says, I'm like up there. And he was. He said, yeah, but you don't have Nisyonis. So, 15 years ago when I learned Ksubis with Rabbi Vagshal, Rabbi Vagshal, he said, from here we see Yisoy, that to be an Av, you have to have Nisyonis. The avos have to have nisyonos. He says it from the Ruach Chaim. The Nefesh HaChaim says, Chaim Velazhen says, if you look, the first time it mentions Avraham Avinu is, it says, Eser nisyonos nesnasu Avraham Avinu. Before that, it says Avraham's name. It says, Eser doiris me noyach ad Avraham. Doesn't call him Avinu. When does it call him Avinu? Eser nisyonos nesnasu Avraham Avinu. To be an Av, you have to have nisyonos. Doesn't mean every person with nisyonos is an Av, but every person that's an Av has nisyonos. Say, ask David HaMelech, I should be an Av. No nisyonos. Okay, says David HaMelech, bring on the nisyonos. No, that's a bad idea. That was a bad idea. We ask lowly day nisayon, the lowly day bizayon. I don't want a nisyonos because I don't want any bizayonos. David HaMelech had nisyonos and bizayonos. His nisayon, Hashem told him, not only am I going to give you a nisayon, but I'm even going to tell you when you have a nisayon. I'm going to tell you when you have a nisayon. I'm going to tell you what it is. And David HaMelech tried everything to try to like avoid it. Didn't work. Yehoshua knows what he's doing. He's a crafty fellow. He got him to lay his eyes on Bathsheba, and something was it was compromised. A little bit of her of the way that she covered herself. It was an accident. Whatever happened exactly, and David HaMelech did the avir. That's the story. He called her to his chambers, and his lashon of the Gemara is. He sent messengers and he took Bathsheba, and then David HaMelech is stuck. He's with a married woman. He's with a married woman. We all assume at the moment she's a married woman. Now, him and Uriah are not really doing so well. Eventually, Uriah disappears. Now, it wasn't that simple. Uriah was more Bar Malchus. He really deserved it. David HaMelech should have just shot him dead on the spot, but he didn't. He killed him this way. Very, very complicated story. Very complicated. The whole story, very complicated. There's another Gemara that says, Kolo David Choyte and Alatoya, David Melech was not Choyte over there, it's wrong. That's the problem learning Navi, is you learn Navi and you start like trying to make it like human and try to think like David Melech was like, no, don't say that, don't think that, this is beyond us. The Gemara says it's not true. He had Bizyonis because people thought that, because people walking around said, David Melech, you're just like one of us. He's not like one of us. So therefore, what?
If he didn't fall on Nisayim, we just think
because he wasn't Ayman bin Nisayim. He wasn't Ayman bin Nisayim. In order to be there, Al Koponim, Tosig Aven Namais over there with David HaMelech. Yes, the Gemara says, Ritema Maisa Shoyal Fenimalo Asrua. So why wasn't it Asrua? Now hold on a second. The Gemara already discussed this whole story of David HaMelech before. We went through it. Maisa Shahaya, was it Asur? Was there Kinev Estira? So the Gemara seemed to have already addressed why David HaMelech wasn't Asur. He wasn't Asur because there was no Kinev Estira. So what are we asking again? Why was it not Asur? Huh?
That's where it starts, no?
What do you mean? The Gemara said before, why was it not Asur? Because no Kinev Estira.
Now that we look at
Pesach Basur
has 8
that is like 8. So let's look. Like Rashi, we're going to say like this. Before we thought in order to create Isser, what did you need? In the Havamir, we thought you're not going to be Asur without what? Kinu of Istira. So is there Kinu of Istira by David?
No,
it's not Asur. But in the Maskada, we said you only need Kinu of Istira if it's Asur Mitam. Something. But if it's Vadai, so then is it going to be Asur? Yeah, so okay, so now that you're telling me you don't need Kinev Estira, now I have Shver, Mepnei Malo Asrua. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos is going to have to learn a little differently, my friends. We'll have to see Tosfos inside. Well, there's going to be a Rashi and a Tosfos here. Tosfos is learning, listen, the Havamina was that you need Adam Lekiyume. The Havamina was you're going to need Adam Lekiyume, and it's Pesach Pasuach function as Adam. In the Havamina. No. So then, it was, did the David HaMelech have Edim?
No.
Apparently not. Because if there would be Edim, so then we wouldn't have understood before why it's not us. Apparently not, Tosfos is going to have to learn. So, that's why we understood before, it wasn't us, sir. But now that you're telling me you don't need Edim anymore in the Maskana, Pesach Pesuch is enough, so why isn't David HaMelech us, sir, on Bathsheba? Also, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is going to have to change. But you see now, Rashi and Tosfos are going to fall into place beautifully. Rashi says, "Mepnei malo asru al David, hare edim harbe yadu." Says Rashi, there were edim. There were edim. So there was no kinoi. But you just said you don't need kinoi. And there were edim there. So why doesn't it usher?
It's not Pesach Pasuach, it's edim.
Right, we're in Rashi now. In Rashi, there's no in, you don't need, you know, according to Rashi, the Havamina was, you don't need, you have to have Kinev Estira. You don't need Kinev Estira, now you have Edim. You have, says Tosfos, you got Edim over here. Harbe Edim Yadu, says Rashi. Harbe Edim Yadu, many Edim knew about this. Tosfos doesn't like Rashi. Now, I'm going to tell you, even before Tosfos doesn't like Rashi, Tosfos could not like Rashi. Because Tosfos has an agenda in the Gemara. Because if there's Edim, so then the Gemara never would have made sense in the first place. Because the Gemara's whole Havamina was, why doesn't it work Pesach Pesuach? Because you don't have Edim. If David HaMelech has Edim, then it wouldn't have worked. So Tosfos is going to have to knock off Rashi. He will. He's going to knock off Rashi. But Tosfos couldn't accept Rashi's shot. Because then what's the Gemara doing now? Now all of a sudden, according to Rashi, we didn't think you need Edim. We thought you need Kinui. So even if you have Edim won't help you. So now that you tell me you don't need kinoy, so what's with the, there's Edom there. But according to Tosfos, this shot wouldn't work. Says Tosfos, I don't understand Rashi. If they manu asur pirush v'kunchus, halo oisa maisa be'edim have. Rashi says that maisa was with Edom, ve'ein nira. Didn't he do yodua l'rabim? Have shehi viu l'beisoi. Ein achanami, I knew. Everyone knew that David HaMelech called for her and brought her to his house. They didn't see kemakol b'shvayferes means like a paintbrush in the tube. That means they didn't see the actual intercourse. Shebifnei b'nei adam lo shimesh. David HaMelech wasn't mishamesh b'fnei b'nei adam. Right? That's not a normal assumption. So they didn't see that. They know that they went in the room together, but where's your Edom? Boo! Where's your Edom?
Hey,
that's Tosis Kasha. Hold on. Let's just see Tosis Pshat. V'nira l'ri l'farish. V'im ta'imar pesach pasul k'shnei Edom dami. If you just said pesach pasul k'shnei Edom dami. Amai lo asur l'David. Did David have a yodea b'vaday shenivala? David knew shenivala. V'ava pisha asa tshuva m'kol mokum ikva. V'im ha'isa asur l'lo ha'isa ha'isa tzadik loik chaloy l'isha. Does Bezdin know? Are there Edom, according to Tosfos?
No.
Does Bezdin know?
No.
Does David know?
Yes.
David knows yes. So according to Tosfos, what's the Gemara's question? Ein hachanami. There's no Edus. But you told me you don't need Edus. And Pesach Pesuch is enough. David knows. If David knows, then David shouldn't have stayed married to her. Whatever you want to call. But for himself, maybe. But let's see. Hold on a second. So I've always said, my question is like this. What?
It's the problem with Pesach Pesuch from like Hashem.
What do you mean?
There wouldn't be a time of Pesach Pesuch from Hashem.
Now the point is that you don't eat Edom. You show me you don't eat Edom. Because you see a Pesach Pesuch works even though there's no Edom. So if you also, in Achanav is no Edom, David HaMelech. But David HaMelech knew, even though there's no Edom, he knows himself. So hold on. So my question is like this. The Gemara says, okay, this is what Tosfos is learning, Neima lo asruha. What does asruha mean? According to Rashi, who knows about David and Batsheva? Bezdin. Everyone? Edim? Bezdin. So who should have stopped David HaMelech? Bezdin. What does asruha mean? Aser her on David. You have Edim. Let the Edim come into Bezdin. But according to Tosfos, are we coming to say that everybody knows? Just David. So what? So I don't know what the lashon of asruha means. I don't know what the word asruha means. Before the Israelis over here, before I knew, they knew what I was asking them, said, why did they not aser on him? Why not ask? Why did they not ask? Who's they? Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't have edus.
Why didn't he aser?
What?
Why didn't he aser?
No, Bezdin could still.
That's not what they said. That's not what they said.
Everyone knows the magic vav could be for plural singles. Well, I was gonna have a ridiculous
second period. Why? This also could say that it's them also her. That's all gonna shove down Fshay. That basically could force her. Could force them not to live together. So why didn't they also? Because David knew about it. So David. So basically could be also David.
Her
on David.
David never came into court. David didn't say anything. David, what does it mean, David? David's living with his wife. Bezdin's supposed to.
David knew.
Did David say anything in Bezdin?
No.
So then, where's the Shavian Apshik? Where's the pencil?
There is a Shavian Apshik.
But he didn't come into court. So how could Bezdin do it? I don't know. I'm not sure what the Lashon of Asruha means, my friends. Mati, what do you say? Asruha? They aser? Asruha, did they aser? If it's they asered, so then I don't know what this, I don't know, according to Tosfos, it's not so meduyik. It could be not meduyik, it's just a diuk. It's like, I'm not like blowing up on this diuk. But I'm just saying that I understand according to Rashi a little better. Bezdin, Edom, Bezdin, Asruha. It's like we should have gone to court, hauled him into court, and said, David HaMelech, can't live with her anymore.
I don't know
what that means. I don't know what you mean.
He knew that she was Asia Suriyahikini, she was married. He knew that she wasn't a basula. So Rabbi's asking, one second, after he already slept with her, he should have oyster her on him.
Tosfos is saying because he did an Aveira once, but he's a tzaddik. He did tshuva. He's a tzaddik. It didn't happen. The whole thing is, so he's not staying with her. You're not saying continue doing the same Aveira. You know, he did a Maisa one time. He did tshuva for the Maisa. What? Okay, we'll get back to that in a second. Okay. So let's get back to Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. Rashi says, Eidim harbe yadu. Frak Tosfos ein nira. Dinehidu yada dirabim. Dinehidu the rabim ushevia la basim komakum la roka makulishva feres. They didn't see the actual beer. What's Pshat in Rashi? Comes along Tosfos. Tosfos says, Yesh makshim. You're right. There's no Eidei Bia. But there's Eidei Yichud. And Hein Eidei Yichud. Hein Eidei Bia. They're going to work. They're good enough. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. That sounds like a pretty good teretz. Why doesn't Tosfos like that teretz? I'll tell you why. Very simply. We don't always say hey nei yichud hey nei bia. It's not like every time a man and woman are alone, they were mizana. Every time they're alone, that's it. Pass the baila. Why? They were alone. It doesn't work that way. Even if they're alone for a long time, we don't just anytime man and woman are alone. No. There needs to be hey nei yichud. For example, we say it by kedushin. People are married. They obviously want to be together, right? That's why they're getting married. So when they're alone, we're all going to assume that that was for that purpose and that's what's going to happen. But every time a man and a woman are alone, we say, no, we don't. So this is just because David HaMelech called for her doesn't mean that there's an idiot and an idiot. Absolutely not. It's not true. Until you see, Kimakro Beshweiferes, says Tosfos. What does Rashi hold? If you read the Tosfos HaRosh again, Tosfos HaRosh says, I know that not every time they're miyached. Tosfos says, "I'm reading ki hai gavna hein ein ein yichud ein ein bia ki hai gavna this type of case hein ein ein yichud ein ein bia." What does that mean? Kivan to David sholach acharei. David called for her. Vinesiachinim abeedim. I'm reading hein ein yichud. No, this isn't just a random situation. The king is calling for her to come to his bedroom. Okay, we know what's going on. This is not a regular case where they're just like alone in a room. They're alone in a room. No. Kiai Gavna, the circumstances where David saw a beautiful woman and said, bring her to my bedroom. Okay, we figured it out.
Who recorded what actually was happening?
The Navi. The Edom. There was Harbe Edom.
A different question.
No, someone knew 100% what happened. He wrote it down.
People assume that this was happening. I mean, they didn't have to. At least before the Maisa, people knew that David was a big tzaddik.
Says the Cheshek Shloima. That's not so simple. David HaMelech was automatically going to jump into a sin. You know, you can't say anything yichud ein beyond that. Tosfos holds no. You can't say anything yichud ein beyond that. You can't. The last second is see Dmus Yikno Shel Aviv. There, like Yosef and Neshes Batifar. I don't know if David HaMelech, you can assume he's going to automatically that he's going to be succumbed to the sin. Based on this, says the Cheshek Shlom, you can explain something else. Tosfos says you have to see kimakchol b'shvoiferes. That means to see it's being very graphic, to see the what do we call it again? The paintbrush going into the tube. Do you need to see that in general in order to be made that two people were mezana? Says Cheshek Shlom, no. The Gemara says all you need to see is kiderech hamenafim. Kiderech hamenafim is enough. Where you see them is that they're lying together. They're laying together. That's already Eidus. For us, that's already Eidus. A man and woman are mezana, and we kill her. We don't have to see the actual makor b'shofaris. We have to see them. They're lying together. That's it. She's dead. He's dead. So why is Tosfos saying makor b'shofaris? As a matter of fact, the Tosfos HaRosh, when he asks the question, changes the language. Ooh. Says Tosfos HaRosh, V'chi David ha'yashoychev ima b'fnei edim. was David Sheikhin Ima. The Taisa says was there Makho Bishvaiferes. This is just has to lay with her. If they would have laid with because Taisa says it's enough to have Edis on the Menafim. Taisa doesn't hold that way. Taisa holds you need to have Edis Makho Bishvaiferes because until the very last minute, maybe the Ramel is pulling back. By a regular woman, for example, where you gave them Kinoy and Stiro, you said to her, lady, do not do this. And she's going to do it anyway. Once she's going to do it, that's it. We already know that she's... But by David HaMelech, there was no Hasra. And you never know David HaMelech is a big tzaddik. You never less minute, you could pull it up. Until we see it, we see it. So we have three shitas here, my friends. Shitas Rashi is what would have asked David HaMelech? Shitas Rashi, what's going to answer David HaMelech? Edom on? Yichud. Harbe Edom Yadu. Yichud. Shitas Taisus Harosh, what's going to answer? You see them being Sheikhev together. Shitas Taisus, Makol Bashvayferes. Three Shitas. Okay. To say, it doesn't like Rashi's pshat, because after all, over here, we're saying there's no din of, we don't have makhol b'shvayferes. Yes, in a chanami. But David HaMelech knew. And if David HaMelech knew, therefore, it should be also in David HaMelech. Comes along the Birkas Avram, Avram Erlinger. He brings a Rashash. Rashash asks the following question. Esther Ashash, okay, David HaMelech knew. But did Uriah know? Did Uriah know? No. Uriah didn't know. So is it going to be Asar and Uriah? Is it going to be Asar and Uriah?
Because he doesn't know.
We're going to get that kasha. Does Uriah know right now?
No.
No. So as far as he's concerned, is she okay? Yeah. So we know. No, there's no Edom. According to the Taisus, there's no Edom. The only one who knows about this is David himself. If David would walk over to Uriah and say, Uriah, I got some bad news for you. I was mazana with your wife. What's Uriah going to say? He's going to say, get out of here. I have no reason to believe you. And I'm not interested in hearing anything about it. Right? There's no nemanis. It's an eidachad. In the Shere Pachos Mishnayim. Kabi himself, maybe he would be believed because Shavia Nafsha Khadi Khadisura, but I know he's not believed. So does Uriah know? No. So is it Asar and Uriah? So is it Asar and Uriah?
No.
No, it's not Asar and Uriah. If it's not Asar and Uriah, how could it be Asar and David? Echad le Baal, who's the Baal? Uriah Echad le Boyle.
Anyway, it's not Asar and David.
What?
Anyway, it's not Asar and David. Because
there's no Kiyum
for this. There's no
what?
There's no Kiyum for this. There's no Kiyum.
Either we don't hold you don't need Yedikim, or we're saying that Shavya Nafsha is going to function as Yedikim. We'll have to see. But that's what Tosis is suggesting. But asks the Rashash, I don't get it. How could you suggest it should be Asur to David? It's not Asur to Uriah, so why is it Asur to David? That's the Rashash's question. Comes along the Birkas Avraham, he says, I don't get your question. Listen, does Uriah know that David was Mazana? But was David Mizana?
Yes.
So is Uriah correct in his assumption that she's mutter? No. I'm asking you the facts. Facts.
No.
Why not?
Because she wasn't.
She was Mizana. So is she really Asur to Uriah?
Yes.
It's just Uriah doesn't know about it. Okay. There's no Yedias Isser, but is there Isser Labal? There's Isser Labal. Why is Isser not Chal?
Because he's not Asur to her.
Why is he not Asur to her? Because Uriah doesn't know about it?
Yeah. Technically, is he mutter to his wife or not? Yes.
He's not mutter to his wife.
He should be Asur because the facts are that she was Mizana.
So what are you trying to
but
say?
But if he asks a rabbi.
If you need
Adin Lakim. It's
a shaygig. It's a shaygig, isn't it?
There's an Isser that exists right now.
Is she Usher really? Is the Maisa, is there Isser here?
If you need Adin Lakim.
Yes.
I don't know if he's really Usher.
Why is he not Usher?
It's Lifnei Iver on David.
If it's like Tosis or not.
He's digging a pit that's deeper.
I don't understand.
No, because he wouldn't know.
It's Usher on David. We're saying it's Usher
and David. If it's Usher and Uriah, then it's Lifnei Iver for David to send him back to his wife. That's Usher to him.
If like Tyson is not Kim.
What did you say?
Like, that's it's like Tyson is not Kim. That's why
Papi Uriah. So the Chayra, we have to say in the Rashash is as follows. We just made a mistake, my friends. It's not Usher and Uriah. It is not Usher and Uriah. Even though David was Mizana, it's not Usher and Uriah. Why is it not Usher and Uriah? Because we said the Gemara is Havamina was, you need Adam Lakiyume. And even if the birth of Baal saw himself his wife me Mizana, he wouldn't be Usher. What's the Maskana? What's the Kamash Milan? We said either Kamash Milan is you don't need Adam Lakiyume or you do. And Pesach Pasuach functions Adam Lakiyume. Says the Rashash, listen to this awesome Lumdus. Shavya Nabsha Chaticha the Yisur can only function as Adam Lakiyume for me. It can't function as Adam Lakiyume for you because it's only Shavya. He's only Neman al Atzmoy Kishnei Edim. So Klape me there's Edim. Klape Uriah there is no Edim. So is there Edim on this Misa? The answer is yes and no. Klape David is there Edim on this Misa?
Yes.
Klape Uriah is there Edim on this Misa? No. So is it Usher to Uriah?
No.
Not that Uriah doesn't know it's Usher. It's not Usher. There's no Edim Lekiyume on that Isser. There's Edim Lekiyume Klape David, not Klape Uriah. Frektor Ashash, Eibazay. How is it also to David? Echad Abal, Echad Abayel. Says the Tosis Arash. Pella. Says the Tosis Arash. Afal Pi Shaloi Haisa Asura La Uriah. Even though it's Taka not also to Uriah, Kiva Deleka Edim Asura Mi La Boyel. Vein Isra Abayel Tali Be Isra Habal. You made a mistake, says Tosis. You think the Issa the Boil is Tosis the Baal? It's not true. Issa the Boil is not telling this Rabbah. It's not? It's very interesting. Issa the Boil is not telling this Rabbah. The Rashash brings a riot to Tosis because the Gemara says that if David, why is it not Usher to David? Because he was Ma'anasir. Because he's Ma'anasir, not Usher to David? Yeah, because not Usher to Uriah, therefore it's not Usher to David. So you're saying that the Isra of the Baal is telling the Isra of Baal. So what do you mean it's not? What do you mean it's not telling? What does that mean? I think perhaps what Tzoyz Rosh means is false. And with this will end, Rabbi says it's very, very deep. We didn't get the chance to do the Rabbi Yashav to try to do that. Perhaps Tzoyz Rosh is saying it's false. Do we need befoil that it should be Usher to the Baal in order for it to be Usher to the Baal? Practically, does it have to become Usher to the Baal? The Tosfos Rosh says clearly not. Because in this case, it's not going to be also to Uriah, and it's going to be also to David. But the Isser that comes to David is only because Klape David, in David's world, there's going to be an Isser to the Baal. If David was the Baal, would it be also to the Baal? Yeah. David's not the Baal, David's the Baal. Who's the Baal? Uriah. But if David was the Baal, David knows that there was a Mizana, it was him. But if David was the Baal, would it be also to the Baal? Yeah. So Klape David, there's an Isser to the Baal. It's not an Isser Bepoil to the Baal, but this is something that would generate an Isser to the Baal. He's doing a Bia that would generate an Isser to the Baal for him. There was going to be an Isser to the Baal. In a Hanami, it's not that the Isser from the Baal goes over to the Baal, because there's no Isser to the Baal. It's just something that would Asser to the Baal is going to Asser to the Baal. In David's world, this would Asser to the Baal if it Asser to the Baal. Al Kulpanim, it comes out, according to what we're saying, a Meredik Echidish. Machlok is Rashi and Tosfos. What's the din? If an Eid Echad knows that a man's wife was Mizana, he knows a man's wife was Mizana. He's not going to be able to prove it, because only an Eid Echad. Should he try to sabotage their marriage? According to Rashi, of course, he's living in sin. According to Tosfos, no, not necessary. It's not necessary. What? Well, you might destroy the kids. You might destroy. I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe like if she did tshuva, just leave it alone. Maybe she did tshuva. Let's say she did tshuva. Lady, you can't do tshuva. You're usher. I'm sorry. It's over. Certain things are just, you know. It's gone. No, she's a tshuva. She's a good lady now. According to Tosfos, just let them stay married. according to Rashi, you should try to sabotage the marriage. Comes out according to his lishit the maskon. You need eden l'kiyume on znos. It's pilei ployim. Chori, that's a kumtos. Says the Gemara Teretz. Ma'aseh shalom v'nei malo asura hasam oynesu. Answer is there. He was an oynes. David was ma'anes Bathsheba. So first of all, was David ma'aneser? What does it mean? David was ma'aneser.
Guards and told.
What does it mean? She wasn't a cotton anyway. Maybe it's because she was a cotton. See a different show. What makes this ba'inus? That's one question. Another question is, hold on a second. So let's get back. Why was she not usher on David? Why was she not usher on David? Because she was an inus. So why did the Brisa say me ma'ase shahaya? The Brisa said from ma'ase shahaya that we said. From the Ma'aser Shaya that she wasn't Aser, she wasn't Aser because it was Oinus. There's nothing to do with Kina Vistira. Hello, what Sheikh is? What's going on in that Brisa? Says Rabbi Yashiv Amar de Gazach. Rabbi Yashiv says, if there is Kinoi Vistira, and then after she walks in and says, you're right, you told me not to be with him. You're right, I went alone in the wrong with him. But guess what? When we were in the room, it was an inus. She says, you're right. You told me not to do it. You're right. I went in the room. But in the room, it was an inus. So, what's the din over there? Says Rabbi Yashiv, she's still going to be Aser. She's still going to be Aser. Why? So one shot you could say perhaps is because you don't believe her. Lady, we know you did. We know you're up to hanky panky. Oh, now you're gonna throw the onus card at us. Let's forget it. Okay, there's a crocodile tears. We don't believe you. Or this is maybe even more than that. Vifol, she was birotzon to go into the room. So then she can't tie an onus anymore. She's called birotzon. It's almost maybe rotzon and onus together. Maybe tchasum shir sofiv onus. Something like there's too much rutzin over here for you now to say I'm pushing. Which will be very nageya. I mean, it's not halacha lemaisa because we're not paskining that shailas, but you know, a woman that wants to be seductive with a man and say, yeah, I didn't want to have relations with him. You can't do that, lady. You can't say, okay, I wanna be alone with you in the room, I wanna be inappropriate with you, but that's all I wanna do. The rest is oinus. Doesn't go that way. Doesn't go that way. You can't. That's not called Inus. That's called Ratzin. That we'll have to see if Hashem will continue with that more. I'd like to leave with you a Devar Torah on this week's parasha. We'll see. We'll see if Hashem, hopefully. Rabbi says the Mordik Maharal in this week's parasha. Maharal is very, very chaviv to me. Moshe Rabbeinu is first stepping out of the palace for the first time, and it seems like Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baffled. Like, why was Klal Yisrael? Why were they deserving of such terrible, terrible gullus? And Moshe comes out and he sees the whole Yish Mitzri, and he hits the Yish Mitzri. And then the next day, again, he sees two Yidden fighting. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Lama Sakariyacha, what are you doing over here? V'yem in the Rasha, Lama Sakariyacha. V'yem, mi samcha li'ish sar v'shoytet aleinu halargen ato. Oh, I'll put you in charge, buddy. Halargen ato, I'm a kasha araktas a mitzri? It means the word got out. But Rashi says it means now I know. Noidali hadavar. She see mitama alav. Machatu Yisrael mikol ayin umos. So what was their sin that they're so bad? Lios nirodim ba'avodis perach, that they're being so brutally subjugated in this terrible slavery. Aval roya ani shehem ruim lakach. I see the way that they're acting. Roya ani shehem ruim lakach. Says the Maral. It's Merduik in the Rashi. Ochain is Gematria 71. 71. Machot Yisrael mikol Zayin Umois. Why Klal Yisrael sin more than all the other 70 nations? Ochain is 71. Says the Maral, when the Yidden are mistzacharayin with the other nations, when we are like, we start integrating, assimilating, we start like becoming like too comfortable with the other nations, that's when all this stuff happens. That's when it happens. Ochain, 71, no yidah davar. No, I know why. Yidden are meant to be separate. Hein am levodad yishkain. We are a nation that lives by itself. And when people start getting too much like a part of the culture, too much a part of the fabric, it happens time and time again in history. It always happens. Anti-Semitism always rears its ugly head when the Jews are the most assimilated, not the least assimilated, the most assimilated. Germany, we were so a part of the German culture. Not only that, the Jews in Germany, they wouldn't say, Hashiveinu, they wouldn't say, Yushalayim Ircha Beracham Tosha. We don't want to go back to Israel. We want to stay in Germany. Because we're all the reform movement, forget the religion, forget everything. We're Germans, we're here. This is called Palestine of the Rhineland. We're happy in Israel. We'll stay in Germany. We want to be with you. That's where this extremism came from. Not from Poland. It came from Germany. This was the most sophisticated, assimilated. And the Meshech Chochma, he nails it. He says right before, there's people that think that Germany is our Jerusalem, you're going to see what's going to happen. You're going to see. He writes it, it's black on white. It's going to come a day when there's a terrible storm that will uproot you from your land, and you will know you do not belong here. He wrote it just a few years before the Holocaust. We are different. We have to know we're different. We have to act different. We have gotten so comfortable in America. So comfortable. We feel like we're so much a part of America. And we have to know that it's not our home. It's just not. And if a person realizes that and he internalizes it, so then he gets the message of the Golus. We tell the Goyim, we want to be separate, they leave us alone. We tell them we want to be with you, they say, get out of my face. So we're going through something right now, which is very challenging. Those of you that are following the news, Bichlal, it's horrifying. It's mamish horrifying. So what's the solution? It's very simple. We need to take a step back from American culture, from apple pie, from Sunday football, from all the things that that bring us together as people. We're not together. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that roiv of the tzoros of Klal Yisrael came because they were not makbid on Pas Akum and on Yain Nesach. What does that mean? These are things that are supposed to separate between the two of us. We don't party with Goyim. We don't hang out with Goyim. We don't eat their bread because we don't make sudas with them. We don't drink their wine because we don't drink with them. We are by ourselves. And the moment that we like get out of that, we're in trouble. And it's important for us to remember that. So for me, you know, we talk about like the Super Seder and Super Bowl. This is a very important definition of identity. It's not about 4 hours, I'm watching the game, I'm not watching the game. It's an identity. Am I part of this culture? There's this huge culture. It's a holiday in America. I saw something, I was horrified. I was in the silver store, and I saw an Esrog box in the shape of a football with like the stripes over it, you know, like a football. So you put your esrog in your football. That's like, this became a part of our religion. We'll bring it into. It's like, what? Are we identifying ourselves, or is this what we live for? We live for football. We live for sports. We live for arenas. We just Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael just went. We had our celebration of Torah in an arena. We don't celebrate gladiators. That's Rome and Greece. And all that other countries, we don't do these type of things where people are just trying to beat each other up and this is not our culture. It's not our culture. It's not about the waste of time. It's about a question of identity. And this could be the defining difference between whether we're in Golos or we're in Geula. You're one of them? That's Golos. And it's bitter Golos. You want to be alone? Because Baruch says, you want to be alone? You'll be left alone.